Shush now. You've got nothing to worry about. Everybody knows Clan Viras is one of the best in the nation.
He's got everything to worry about. She's going to eat him one day.
You shut the hell up! I'm done with you, Rhaegal, you mouthy fool! We've taken more lashes for you than any other!
I'm never the one holding the whip, yet you still blame me.
Because you want to change what can't be changed! This boy can live a life, a full life, a good life. Not every human ends up food, and if we do, then we do. That's the way of it, and it always will be.
I heard Mistress Alexa's humans are the most well-fed and well-dressed.
It's true. I've seen them in passing. She sent human messengers to Clan Sora once. Not automatons, but messengers. They got to ride in their high-powered land vehicles and everything.
Stay at the bottom long enough and people will take any scrap that becomes available. As much as their conversation pissed me off, they were right about Alexa. Her clan was well-managed. Her humans treated as fairly as they could be, I suppose. At least, that's what everyone said. We'd never left Clan Sora's land, so we didn't actually know. She could be worse than where we'd come from. It wouldn't surprise me. And damn the small minds of my kin. Damn them for not believing me when I told them what I'd seen. What I knew to be true. Vampires would always need humans. But one day, humans could be strong enough they didn't need vampires. I didn't want a war. I wanted peace. I want coexistence. And mutual respect. I love this planet. And our status in the galaxy. I didn't want to leave. And I didn't want to die in a senseless war either. But I wouldn't be a slave forever. And I wasn't going to die weak and helpless under the fangs of some fucking bloodsucker. Not even the great Alexa.
Is your hallway too short? Does your uncle owe you $20? Do you have a grudge against candy corn? Are you really mad at your parents? Really, really mad? Always listen to Your Weird Uncle, available on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of listening to ads and just want the story? With the Tales of the Forgotten membership, you'll get ad-free episodes of all our shows, like this one, and you'll be supporting the creators and stories that you love. Go to talesoftheforgotten.com/membership. But hey, we like to spoil you. So a Tales of the Forgotten membership also offers bonus content, like character audio files, artwork, exclusive shows, first looks at scripts, and a lot more. So, go to talesoftheforgotten.com/membership or just click the link in the description.
I stepped out of the transport and was annoyed at the gasp that almost left me. On first glance, this colony was... Oh, fuck her. It was beautiful. Vampire cities on Nemoria were an eye-catching blend of technology and nature, hanging gardens, glowing moonflowers decorating high-tech steel lush parks, buildings of gleaming steel and glass, elegant manors and castles of stone decorated by night roses kissing the surfaces. Everything vampires built was beautiful. Human colonies usually weren't. They were okay, some of them were downright slums. But this one? Just fuck her. Fuck Alexa. The roads were paved, the streets were clean, and not from the labor of the humans, but the automaton zipping about. There were fruit trees, and my stomach growled at the sight of them. Even under the light of the two moons, the humans here looked... By Lucifer, they looked happy walking around. There was even... a fucking cafe. Did I smell... Was that coffee?
All right, everyone settle down now. Eyes front, I need your attention. Thank you. My name is Boise, I am your coordinator. I want to welcome you to Clan Viras. I know what terrible conditions you lived in under at Clan Sora. Rejoice now, because you will experience the most freedom a human is given on Nemoria. All your needs will be met. Food, housing, clothing, entertainment, health. Under the light of day, do as you please. Or don't. Live your lives to the fullest, for they belong to Alexa. And may you be so blessed that one night calls upon you to repay the debt you owe her.
All hail, Mistress Alexa!
Okay. Be patient while we get you all through processing. You'll be given a tablet. It is yours to keep. You'll find many things on it along with the rules of the colony. If you cannot read or you're not tech savvy, one of the automatons will be dispatched to your home to assist you. Please make your way through there.
After the hellish conditions of Clansaurus, even I had to admit this almost felt like freedom. The registration process was surprisingly fast. No one was rude, aside from Usa, but fuck him. I was escorted by an automaton down a pristine street that smelled of lilacs. It stopped in front of a door and handed me a keycard. When I inserted it, I was inside her modestly furnished room. It was spacious. More space than I'd ever seen in my entire life. Where are my roommates?
I'm sorry, I do not understand.
Who else is going to be living here with me?
This is your home, Mr. Ragel.
Just Ragel, please.
As you wish.
Hang on. This whole space is mine.
Yes. So long as you obey the rules in accordance with the policy.
I tuned out the bot and looked around. The bed wasn't a cot. I touched it. Mattress. Soft. There were sheets, blankets, 4 fucking pillows. Is that a bathtub? It's huge. That's mine?
Yes.
There's a shower. A separate shower. How long do I have in the shower?
As long as you want, sir. Our water system is extremely robust and of the highest quality.
You're telling me I can take a shower for as long as I want?
Yes. When you are ready, sir, I will take you to the department store, where you can select new clothing.
Buddy, can we do that tomorrow? Because all I want to do right now is get in that shower and forget the world exists.
As you wish. Good evening, sir.
Night. Holy sun goddess, it's hot! Hot fucking water! What the? I'm coming! I'm coming!
We ring twice. The next time we wait longer than that, we break the door down, and we don't replace it. Do you understand?
If you don't want us to sleep so heavy, don't make the bed so fucking comfortable.
Be careful, Ragel. There's a side to this place that isn't so pretty. You don't want to be there.
Yes, ma'am. What do I owe the pleasure?
Was your automaton broken?
No. Why?
Do you not like clothes?
Not when I'm sleeping.
Get dressed. You are blessed, human. Tonight the mistress requests your presence.
My heart raced. Both fear and because... Never mind. Fear. Just fear. And I hated my fear. I hated the power these vampires had over my life. My face must have given it away because Boise started laughing.
Yeah, all that bravery usually goes away when this part comes. I don't know if you're going to die tonight, Ragel, but I do know it's better that she feeds on you. Me? I don't care if it hurts. So hurry up.
I didn't have a choice. I threw back on the dirty pieces of shit clothing I'd been wearing before. Boise rolled her eyes at me. I followed her into her fancy land vehicle, and we flew towards Alexa's manor. Except, it didn't look like a sprawling, gigantic mansion most vampires had. This was... a house, maybe 2 stories? Couldn't tell. I mean, It was nice, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't grandiose. I expected the conqueror of clans to live in a castle. Boise dropped me off at the front door.
Have a good night, Regal.
I ignored her and looked at the perfectly normal door. I squared my shoulders, took a deep breath, and knocked.
Aren't you cute? Even if you don't have any fashion sense.
Sorry. The shower was too good to get out of.
Oh, you're new. How cute. I'm Isbay. My pronouns are they, them. And you must be Regal.
Yes. Did she talk about me?
She handed me a tablet with your name and picture on it. Come on in, honey.
Thanks. I'm he, him.
Cool. This way.
Fuck me. Alexa must be some kind of hedonist. We'd heard about those types of vampires, the ones who like to mate with their humans. This was a little more than that. The room smelled like... I wasn't sure, but it smelled good. There were maybe 10 people, 3 vampires, the rest human, and they were all doing... things. The sight of it turned me on. That pissed me off. It wasn't enough that these fucking vampires made us their food. Alexa wanted us to be their whores as well. She had another thing coming if she thought I was going to degrade myself like that just because of a comfy bed and a hot shower.
Consent's a thing, you know.
Excuse me?
You look mad all of a sudden.
You're not? You're okay with this?
People having a good time?
Is it? Or maybe we just don't have any other choice because we're slaves.
Now, honey, calm down. I know you come from a backwater human tribe, but it's a little bit different here.
Yeah, I bet.
Hey, we all know we're gonna get fed on one day. You might as well have a little bit of fun before then. And our crew up here? They all wanted to be here. Trust me, plenty have said no or just left when they were done. There's no repercussions.
Oh, so this is where she draws the line? Gives us a choice? So nice of her.
You've got a whole lot of trauma you need to work out, huh? They're vampires, honey. What are they gonna do, not eat?
Just, why am I here?
Wearing what you're wearing with that attitude? That is a good damn question. This way.
Is your hallway too short? Does your uncle owe you $20? Do you have a grudge against candy corn? Are you really mad at your parents? Really, really mad? Always listen to Your Weird Uncle, available on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you tired of listening to ads and just want the story? With the Tales of the Forgotten membership, you'll get ad-free episodes of all our shows, like this one, and you'll be supporting the creators and stories that you love. Go to talesoftheforgotten.com/membership. But hey, we like to spoil you. So a Tales of the Forgotten membership also offers bonus content, like character audio files, artwork, exclusive shows, first looks at scripts, and a lot more. So, go to talesoftheforgotten.com/membership or just click the link in the description.
Alexa, baby. Regal, aka Mr. Attitude, is here.
I hated Alexa. I hated her so intensely in that moment. Because never, not once in my 36 years, had a vampire feeding on a human ever looked anything but barbaric to me. But this didn't look like death. This looked like... oh, fuck her. Alexa, conqueror of clans, one of the oldest vampires on this planet, was kneeling, between a woman's legs. I'm guessing it was a woman. I didn't ask her pronouns just then. I watched Alexa lift the woman's leg over her shoulder. The woman's breath was hard, not in fear, and she moaned when Alexa ran her tongue along the inside of the woman's thigh. She moaned louder when Alexa bit her. Now, they were both moaning, and I hated them, and I hated her, and I hated how tight these pants were, and why didn't I let that automaton take me to the store?
You just wait here. I'm sure she'll be with you in a minute. Have fun.
She still hadn't acknowledged I was there. The woman was still quietly moaning. And I think Alexa was too, though much quieter. Finally, Alexa stopped feeding, and I watched her tongue glide over the woman's skin again, catching the small droplets of blood, nuzzling the wound she made. A wound that began to slowly close until there was no evidence of it? Fuck, how? Clan Sora had taken a cruel kind of pride in marking us when they fed on us. There was not a human from that colony that didn't carry the scar of their fangs.
You are delicious.
Thank you, mistress. May I please you further?
Not tonight. I have a meeting. You may go now. With my thanks.
Of course, mistress. May I kiss you?
Kisses are for lovers. We are much more than that. Good night.
I stepped aside, staring at the woman as she passed. Perhaps she was compelled, but her eyes showed no evidence of it. In fact, she winked at me and smiled as she left.
You've never seen it done like that, have you?
Whether you feed on us gently or harshly, it's still the same.
Do you want us to stop feeding on you?
No. I don't want vampires to die. I should. After the way I've been treated. The way my family was treated. But I don't. I want us to be more than your food. I want us to be your equals.
Equals.
She finally rose. Vampires were as varied as humans in shape, size, and how they looked. Alexa was built like a warrior, tall, thick, muscled. She had flawless, gleaming dark skin. Many vampires on Nemoria were dark-skinned. Moonbathing was a popular pastime. The way the light of the sun affected the skin of humans, it was the light of the moons that could do so for a vampire. Her curly black hair was shoulder length and carried small streaks of white. Most vampires had a strong, near-instant healing ability. Not all, but most. Everyone said Alexa possessed the same healing ability, and after seeing what she'd done to that woman, I was inclined to agree. But Alexa had a faint scar on her cheek. It was rumored she'd gotten it from a sword of an archangel from planet Heaven. Maybe that was something that couldn't be healed. Or maybe she just wanted to keep it. Who knew?
You and I got off on the wrong foot.
As I recall, I wasn't allowed to stand on my feet.
You will not be allowed to speak to me so disrespectfully, especially not in front of your peers and my soldiers.
I didn't mean to disrespect you.
I don't think that's true. I think you're a man who will cross many lines just to see if he can.
Do you blame me?
No. Uso thinks I should drain you dry. Put a stop to you right now before you put your silly notions of freedom and equality in the heads of the others.
I'm flattered he thinks I'm so dangerous.
Flattered is not the emotion you should be. I am aware conditions at Clan Sora were brutal. Cruel. As you can see here, I do not abuse humans. There's no reason for it. All I ask for is acceptance. And occasionally obedience. You will get much in return, as you well saw.
You think an orgy is going to make me feel better?
With how far that stick is up your ass, it certainly can't hurt. How long has it been for you? It doesn't have to be with a vampire, since you hate us so much. I'm sure one of my ladies, men or theys, would find you acceptable.
I'll pass, thanks. The stick up my ass is doing it for me.
Do you want me, Regal?
I'm sorry?
I said, do you want me?
She was in front of me now. I could smell her hair. It wasn't perfume, it was lavender, maybe? Soap. She didn't touch me, but I was acutely aware of how close she was. Why didn't you kiss her?
Because a kiss is one of the most intimate connections. And I don't kiss those I don't love. You didn't answer my question.
What?
Do you want me?
No. No. I hate you.
I don't like you either. I'm glad we got that out of the way.
She took a step back, and I found myself licking my lips involuntarily. She kept walking backwards, and as she moved, I watched her hands move to the front of her robe. She opened it, teasing me with what was underneath, but she didn't take it off. Instead, she sat down on the edge of the bed, crossing her legs, placing her hands on either side of her, and locked her stupid, beautiful eyes on mine.
You may come and hate me, if you like.
I'm not going to turn into one of your mindless puppies just because you let me fuck you.
Moon forbid.
I'm not going to like you either. Or the fact that you won't even listen to what I want for humans.
I know, Rhaegal. Fucking you isn't going to make me like you either.
I hate you, Alexa.
You're not interesting enough for me to hate yet.
Bitch. I was getting closer. I didn't even realize that I'd crossed the room. I didn't know what I'd lost myself to. This woman, and how much I hated her until I realized I could taste her skin under my lips. Her neck. My lips were against her neck.
Beam worth my time, Rhaegal.
I drew back abruptly. With a lot. A lot of willpower. This isn't how I do this.
Oh? How do you do this?
Do you want me?
I summoned you, didn't I?
To manipulate me. To find out if I'm going to be a problem for you. And I am. I am, Alexa. I'm never going to stop wanting humans to be more. To be free.
You don't want freedom, Rhaegal.
Excuse me?
You want power.
It's the same thing.
You would believe that. Let me show you the difference. Command me, here, now. In this bedroom, where there was just the two of us, I'll give you the control you so desperately want. Command me.
I'm not going to command you to fuck me, Alexa. But sure, I'll play your game. Free my people.
All the humans I have here? Or just the ones that arrived with you?
All of us.
Done. I'll free them. And my kin will starve. But well before that, my enemies and even my allies will hunt you down. They'll find you. You'll be branded with the tracker. Nasty device. Even if you managed to get to the spaceport, there is not a ship you could command because none would respond to you. Because we program them that way.
You don't know everything.
You think you're the first human that wants to be free? That's tried to start a revolution? There are history books you have not read. There are centuries you have not lived. It always ends up one way. You lose.
That's entirely my point. It's why you've got to... Fine. You don't want to let everyone go. Don't. Let me go.
Do you think you can escape your fate if I do? You think a human can just wander the vampire cities?
I'm not going to the cities.
You think your soft human body can survive the wilderness? You, who've never hunted a day in your life.
You said to command you. I commanded you. Let me go. Or are you a liar too? Her eyes flashed. I'd seen the look before. Her anger. It felt controlled, though. I might be a mouthy, arrogant fool, but I truly did not want to see her anger uncontrolled. But I still had to try this. Had to push. She shot up, her open robe hanging entirely too well around her, making me remember what her neck felt like under my lips. It made me want to reach out and command her in the way she wanted me to. No. No. I had to hold firm. Right? Right. Firm. A different firm. Not how firm her arms would be around me. Or would they be soft? Or that muscle and... Shut up, Regal. Focus.
You're an idiot, Regal. And you will die alone. What sense is there in that? I know your previous masters were cruel. I know you've lived a lifetime of it. I am none of those things. Let me show you. Stay here. Live your life in comfort. Fall in love. Have children. Take the freedom I offer.
Her impassioned speech made me realize how good a commander she probably was. I would have followed her into battle. But not as I was. Not as weak as I was. Not with a lifetime so limited. She deserved better. And so did I. I came closer, drawing in her scent. I raised my hands and framed her face between them, staring into her eyes. She couldn't fathom my request because she only saw what she knew. I could not speak to her history. But she looked as if she'd seen one too many senseless deaths, and it was clear she thought I was walking into mine. But I had a plan. A stupid one, but a plan nonetheless. I do want you, Alexa, and I hate that. I've never wanted a vampire, but I want you. Just not like this. Not as I am. I need to be more. I will stand as your equal, or I will die trying.
Setting you free won't grant you what you seek. What you seek is impossible.
Let me try. Please. I felt her fingers close around my wrists. Hands of a warrior. I let my mind wander, thinking of how those hands would feel on me, gripping my back, touching me like I wanted to touch her.
Fine.
Just as my mental fantasy was getting so carried away, I was thinking maybe I should take her up on that offer. Just in case I did die. She shoved me away from her, giving me her back, belting her robe closed. She picked up her tablet.
Boise.
Ma'am?
I'm giving Regal his freedom. Tell no one. Pick him up and drop him off outside the city limits.
Are you sure?
Boise.
Yes, ma'am. On my way.
Wait. You're going to do it? You're letting me go? Boise isn't going to kill me, is she?
I am many things, but I'm not a liar. Get out. What happens to you after this is no longer my concern, for you are not under my protection.
Alexa. Mistress, thank you.
Get out. I think that's quite enough of your side of things.
Hey now, I was just to write about how you were concerned for me.
More like relieved the annoying one was gone.
You were worried. Admit it.
You didn't want to leave. Admit it.
You did look good in that robe.
Other men jumped at the chance to get that robe off.
Other men don't get you all to themselves.
Maybe they should.
How dare. You're mine now.
I suppose. After what a colossal pain in the ass you were to save, it's only right I should have claim to you forever.
We are in agreement. Come here and kiss me.
As you wrote, I don't kiss those I don't love.
You love me, Alexa. I am helplessly in love with you. Kiss me.
Fine.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to Vampire Beginnings. Please remember to subscribe, leave us a review, and share this episode with your friends. To learn more about our shows, hang out with us during events, or sign up for a membership, visit talesoftheforgotten.com. Vampire Beginnings Episode 2 was written and directed by Crystal Storm. Sound designed by Hannah Cardiac and Crystal Storm. Starring Maganda Marie as Alexa, Isaac Meehan as Regal, Tiani Ma as Boise, Caroline Orjuela as Isbe, Joe Moyer as Marcel, Kelly Hill as Tamara, Hannah Cardiac as Alexa's lover, Crystal Storm as the automaton.